If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. So I talked last week about adventure in your prayer, especially at this time during Lent. And last week I was coming back from New York, and if you remember, the show on Tuesday began in Albany. I went through New York, and parts of New York, and then Eastern New York, and then Vermont, and then ended up on Route 2 in Petersham, Massachusetts. Well, today I am in the town of Cummings. Massachusetts. I'm on Massachusetts Route 9 and Massachusetts Route 112, which is the scenic route through the Pioneer Valley and the Berkshires. So I'm standing, if you can hear the sound in the background, which I'm sure you can, I'm standing next to a river. I don't know the name of a river. I'll have to look it up. I'm standing on a couple rocks as water passes by me. I'm surrounded by the flowing water and very thin ice, of which I'm not standing on. One of the rules I teach people who are coming to New England for the first time when winter comes around is do not step on ice, even a puddle, to keep them from the danger. So anyway, there's ice, very thin ice, as the water is flowing under it and around it. Some of the rocks have ice on them. Obviously, this is fresh water. I'm sure there is tons of fish in the water. And I'm looking at one of those actual traditional scenes you see where you're next to a stream, lots of rocks in the stream, the water coming down. A lot of times we equate those scenes, if those of us from Eastern Massachusetts equate them with some other parts of the country, but here we are in Massachusetts. And again, it's a great time, especially during Lent, to stop and just offer a prayer to the Lord, offer a prayer of thanksgiving. I was talking to someone yesterday, and he was telling me that his spiritual advisor advised him to stop into a chapel every so often and say some quick prayers. And that's every so often in a day. And that's an idea too. But what I'm encouraging during Lent and also throughout the entire year is also the old stop and smell the roses, although there aren't any here, but stop and look at nature and experience the nature around you in praise of God. It is just after, or just before actually, 1 o'clock, so the sun is shining down upon me. That would make this, I'm heading looking directly west. So this is where I am. My car is behind me. So my car is east of me, maybe 20 feet. And it's interesting too. This is one of the things you have to be careful of. I had to walk down a hill, a small hill, to get here. It's a bunch of rocks, walk down the hill. And I'm thinking, if I fall and break my leg, I'll be here for a long, long time because no one's going to know I'm here. So that's, but I do have a phone, so I guess that helps. So that's one of the things I'm encouraging you to look at. Not the fall and break your leg thing, but the stop, listen to the sounds around you. And that is the sound of the water coming by. And there's no whitewater rafting here, but you see a little bit of the white water, especially where I'm standing as it passes quickly over the rocks. The river is maybe a foot or two deep, so it's not that deep. It would be good for a kayak in some concepts, but and just stop and look and listen and take in the air and just experience what this is here as you bring this to prayer. Now, some of you listening may have this experience all the time. You may live in this area, or you may live someplace where you can experience this all the time. But it's so important to be able to do that, regardless of where you are, and bring your prayer to this, and to bring what the Lord has to give to you. One of the most powerful stories I remember was, it was after my first time as a hermit in the desert. And I had been, I think, 11 days in the desert in my favorite oxymoron, the community of hermits. And this is in southern Colorado, it actually very near Alamosa. And if you want to look it up on a map, very near Sands Dunes National Monument. It was right below, if you really want to look at a map, Challenger Mountain, which is part of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in Colorado. So anyway, I've been there 11 days, and then I went back to take my flight to Denver. Now, by the time I get up to Denver, and of course it was beautiful driving all through Colorado, by the time I got up to the Denver area, it wasn't Denver, but the Denver area, it was nighttime. And so I had to find a hotel to spend the night so the next morning I could fly out of Denver Airport, which ironically enough, I'm sure it's the same thing, but it's built as a tent. It's a huge tent, but a tent. So anyway, I'm looking for a hotel. So I guess it wasn't totally, I must have been close to sunset, but I could still look out the window. I find my hotel, I get in, I look out the window, and I'm just amazed and shocked by the beauty of the mountains that are there. And as I looked out my window, I looked down on one of the interstates there, and I just see people just driving back and forth, as they normally would do. And it's just driving back and forth. But it was fascinating to see that contrast, because here are people driving, and at the same time, you're surrounded by these gorgeous mountains. And the image that I got, you know, just kind of looking at it, it's almost like God is calling out to them, don't forget that I am here. So it's an important lesson to keep in mind anytime we see nature or we're someplace. And as I said, I'm on Route 112, which is one of the Massachusetts scenic routes. And that important to stop and take in that nature. Well, the reason why that story struck me so much is, and if you've heard the story before, then you know what's coming, is anyway, I spent the night, woke up the morning, absolutely loved Denver, Colorado. I wasn't in Denver at the time. I was just outside of it. So anyway, I had to drive to the airport. Back then, they didn't have a gas station at the airport. Obviously, I had a rented car. It's like, say, what a scam that was, because you have to fill your tank to get to make sure when you return your car, but there wasn't a gas station at the airport. So they always got to charge you a little extra money. So anyway, there is now. It's a big gas station there. But anyway, I get back to the airport, flew home, the whole bit. Next couple days, I was going over my receipts, just looking at them, and I pulled out the hotel receipt, and I looked at it, and I saw something, and I looked again, and I was shocked. I was in Littleton, Colorado when that happened, when I was there in the hotel. That's where I was. And that was only a couple years after Columbine. And I remember that powerful experience of saying, it's almost like God is saying, I am here, pay attention to me, know I'm here. And I'm sure there are many people in Littleton, Colorado do. But it's just that whole reminder, that very stark lesson to us of how important it is to communicate, to be able to stop, to be able to talk to God, even of our worst struggles. And sometimes you can think, if only, and I'm sure they came from some kind of religious background coming from Colorado, but if only we could teach people, even in your worst struggle, even your worst thing, if you can go someplace and scream out to God, Lord, I need you. You've got to help me. Very powerful experience I had, and I've never forgotten that. Now, what makes that even more interesting is that was in March of this particular year. So anyway, I had experienced this when I was out in the Hermitage. My whole life changed because I had a whole different orientation of how to live. Very powerful experiences, intense, just being in prayer alone with God as a hermit for a week. That was in March, and the year was 2001. So what's the, let me do my math, 6 months later was 9/11, which changed the whole world. And it was almost like that was preparing me for what would come. And then, of course, the following January was the beginning of the sex abuse crisis in the church. And that, of course, was extremely difficult time for all of us. So I remember that, and that importance of being able to stop and look at the nature around you and to pray and to say, Lord, sometimes, Lord, I love you, Lord, thank you for everything, or Lord, I need you, whatever, but always keep that in mind. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Don't forget, we come from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, 43 Holton Street in Allston. And you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass over there. And of course, during this month, we're calling people, during this time of Lent, actually, we're calling people to pray for our broadcast, that the Lord may lead us to understand what direction he wants us to take this broadcast. So please consider that. And in the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.